On the line this morning, though, as I've mentioned earlier on, is Western Cape Social Development MEC, Mr. Albert Fritz, as we speak about Child Protection Week. A very good morning to you, MEC.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are the early birds, and so we catch the worm at the end of the day. But MEC, you join us with something that I think over the past couple of weeks as South Africans, we've certainly taken note of. In the past, I think it's always been there at the back of our minds that child protection is something that we need to take seriously. But over the past couple of weeks, it's something that has, I think, each and every South African has been forced to ask themselves questions about. But for you, can you tell us, what is Child Protection Week and what are we hoping to highlight?
Yeah, I think, let me just also get back to the point you're making. Just before I go to that, to Child Protection Week, I think the death of Courtney Peters, in my opinion, and I've seen it now over the 7 years as MEC for Social Development in the Western Cape, I think the turning point now came with the murder and rape of Courtney Peters. And so it is in that context that we are having, that in fact, Child Protection Week starts this year, and it started yesterday, you know, where we again want to, you know, as not only as government, but as civil society, everyone is a kind of heightened resolve to want to not only do something about it, but to take it to a level that really stop this absolute nonsense. You know, and everywhere we go and everywhere we speak, people have now almost adopted this slogan and theme as my child is your child and your child is my child. And the sad part about this is, in her case, again, it's the issue is right here in the family, in the house, in your own house it is. And so it's like someone the other night said at a meeting at the memorial service where, you know, if there was a child commissioner, it may not have stopped. You know, so the child commissioner probably would be in that house. The point we're making is we need to everyone, and this thing that's why we're moving this morning in Mitchell's Plain. And I hope, and in fact, I know the Premier is joining me in Mitchell's Plain door to door to say to people, this is how serious we are about it. It must stop, and we want to be with you as partners, as the community, as society, all of us, to tackle this issue, because it is absolutely, absolutely unacceptable.
And talking to that, MEC, I mean, altogether about 19 children killed since the beginning of the year. And, you know, some of the questions that we'd like to put forward to you is, in highlighting this week, of course, is what is government doing about this?
Government, you see, that's the very interesting thing. Government work extensively and specifically social development. No one knows the work that we are doing within communities because it's always under the radar. We don't have a big hospital where everyone goes. We work, and where there's a child somewhere in the corner, we many a times, in fact, most of our cases, we remove a child from a situation where the child is in danger. So we have thousands, literally thousands of children removed from unsafe, vulnerable situations. But, you know, it's never obviously in the paper. It's quietly. Our social work is going to areas where there are gangsters, and where many times the perpetrators is a gang, the father is a gangster. You know, the kind of things they go through. That's obviously never, ever reported. So we work firstly in that kind of space. And secondly, of course, so when the child disappears, like this weekend is another 14-year-old girl missing in Mitchell's Plain in the interior. You know? So it's in that kind of context that I'm going in to do the kind of other part, the one where we said not only public awareness, but public action is called for. And I think that's the interesting thing around, you know, my portfolio, this portfolio of social development. You know, other children are in gangs who's now in my institution. It's quiet. No, they the shooters, the 14-year-olds. They as vulnerable as anyone else. I promise you, you don't have a 14-year-old shooter from Constantius or from these very, very working class areas. They come from there. And so there must be some kind of connection to the economic situation those children are finding itself.
Mm. to you listening at home. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. It's 16 minutes past five. Joining me on the line is MEC Albert Fritz, Western Cape Social Development MEC, talking to us about Child Protection Week, where President Jacob Zuma has called on all South Africans to use Child Protection Week to expose and condemn acts of abuse of women and children. We ask you at home, what do you understand about Child Protection Week? Will you be participating in some of the initiatives that are being put in place for Child Protection Week? What are some of the things that you are doing to ensure that you are protecting your children? And as the MEC has said, my child is your child and your child is my child. Do you believe in this? Would you do what you would do? Would you do whatever it takes to save someone else's child as you would your own child? 021-446-0567 is the number that you can call us on. Talking to that MEC, the first question I asked, you know, talking about the work that you do. It is Child Protection Week. What are we hoping to highlight? And also, what are some of the programs that we have in place to put out word out there to ensure that the community will be engaging?
Yeah, so this week, just to also say what we're doing this week. This morning, it was explained, we're going to go door to door, engage people in this space that we're moving. We may, in fact, I know this ECD because there are many early childhood development centers. So what we also say second level is to get all those spaces that can become safe, and I'm talking about practical stuff now, safe spaces like our early childhood development, our creches, that was known as creches and all this, all those spaces to make that safe, but also to have teachers to the point where they also, you know, teach children that when someone touches you inappropriately, when someone gives a lot of attention to you, please tell me as the teacher. Because remember, teachers are very, very important people. I think they're completely undervalued. They are incredibly important because the first places where children come to, the persons that children come to say, you know, teacher this, teacher that, the man, the uncle touches me there. Plus, if parents are not picking up that, the teacher can pick it up at the early childhood development center. So those become safe spaces. The third area we're also having this week, with all the kind of stakeholders, we're having a kind of a colloquium, you know, where we're going to a dialogue with experts and stakeholders. And the one thing I said to my staff and to, you know, I don't just want another talk shop because these many times it's just these nice things with, you know, these clever people just talking stuff. You want to get practical solutions with solutions. I've invited very ordinary people to take part because I think many times they are experts. You know, but of university people also, but very, very ordinary people. And part of that is to get to practical solutions. One of the issues that I also saying, you know, we're having extended family programs at the Department of Social Development, because that's where the problem is. It seems that our families, specifically again in some of our specific communities, you know, just integrated stuff is just happening within the family. Murders happening and rapes happening inside the house, inside the family. So those programs are going to be intensified. But I must say to you, our social workers have been put on high alert because, as I said, this weekend another 14-year-old girl disappeared in Spain. Our social workers are on real high alert. They really are. This is the point I've been making to them. So we need to respond also as government and far more proactively, far more, you know, quicker. We can't allow a situation where when a child comes, a parent comes to police, says, my child is gone, they say, oh, wait for 24 hours. No, we can't wait for 24 hours. So all government must also respond very, very quickly because the perpetrator gets 24 hours to bloody murder people and to do what they want to do to our children.
And to you listening at home, thank you so much. As we have asked you to join in the discussion about Child Protection Week, as we're speaking to MEC for Western Cape Social Development, Mr. Albert Fritz, joining us on the line as we're talking Child Protection Week. Here's an SMS, MEC, from Bev. And I suppose the question that will come after this is, what can people like Bev and myself and anyone else who wants to give some advice perhaps to your department as to what are some of the things that kids can do to also be safe? What sort of numbers would they contact you on? But here's the SMS from Bev saying, why do kids Why don't kids have a whistle to use in bad situations? It sounds like a simple idea, but it can be a very effective one. So how do we contact, how do we get in contact with your department to give you these ideas?
I think it's always good to email, if you can email, you know, and the zip code, my name is Albert Fritz, so it's albert.fritz@westerncape.gov.za. You know, that's you know, I'm Albert Fritz, so just the dot in albert.fritz@westerncape.gov.za. And if I, many people write to me and ask, come up with amazing ideas with that we, I always follow up. And I need anyone to offer you that. I'm a very accessible person. I'm the local guy in the supermarket with you next to you. That's me with no security, you know. So, I'm really, and I really welcome very, I mean, Mr. Nakadim from Lawrence River, for instance, came up also with the idea of WhatsApp using a technology. So I'm also actively trying to follow that up, you know, because everyone's on WhatsApp for all the other things. Come on, WhatsApp about our children's safety, you know. Also, a number of, I also want to say that there are really many other people very, you know, quietly working behind the scenes who never always get acknowledged. And I'm talking about civil society people that's doing absolutely amazing work. But the whistle, I remember the whistle also for safety, general safety. I remember the DA Women's Network, born, they've launched a whistle where any child or any family in danger would just whistle. You know, just blow on the whistle and attract attention. I think that's the point about it.
Listen,
so other people can see. Sometimes, as I said, it's very difficult when it's in the house, you know.
As in the case of Courtney, I think more often than not, it highlighted once again what has been said all along, MEC, that most usual is that the attacker is known to the child. MEC, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And we certainly hope that the initiatives that you're putting forward for Child Protection Week will assist the communities in understanding more and giving them ideas on how to protect and save our children. MEC, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks very much, Absinthe. Thanks for the support and for all the people listening out there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And to you listening.